Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. Owning multiples of the same item. It's not something a lot of guys do, but I think it is one of the most underutilized tricks, systems, whatever you want to call it, for dressing sharp, because we all have those go-to items, items we like to use again and again that just work with our body, that just compliment us, that just make us feel great, are our go-to staples. And I do believe that if you've got those, you figure out what those are as you're building and developing your style. No reason with having duplicates, doubles, triplets. You know, I have to admit, there are particular items, I've got about 10 of them in my wardrobe. Why? Well, not really growing any taller. Hopefully I'm not growing much wider. And it's just nice to be able to shop less, find exactly what you want, especially when you can grab it on sale, save some money. Hey, maybe even buy and be able to get a discount with certain, and I'll talk a little bit more about that here in today's podcast. But without further ado, let's get into number one on the list of 10 items. I think a man, it's perfectly fine, and I encourage him to own multiples of. First up, your workhorse shoes. We're talking hole cuts. We're talking derbies, dress boots, chucks, whatever it may be, Converse. I don't know what your go-to shoe is, but you do because you wear it quite a bit and you probably go through it and you may actually find that you go out and you buy a similar pair. I've got a great pair of running shoes that I have two of the same exact ones. I keep one in my gym bag that are always clean. And then I have another pair that I can wear in and around my property or just going out for a run in my town. There's certain trails I love. When I come back, they are just dirty. They're covered in grass and dirt. And I simply, leave them over there to dry. And then I'll just wear them again. So I'm going to take them back out versus my gym shoes, which are the same running shoes because they work. They feel great. But basically, I've got certain workhorse shoes that I have multiples of, and that just saves me time. It saves me from having to actually, let's just talk about it. You got a pair of, let's say, derbies. You just, blue jersey, these are your go-to dress shoes. Maybe they're in a dark brown. You just love the way they look. They take well to a polish. And you like to be able to wear them multiple times a week. Well, if you're commuting to and from work, well, you are sweating. Yes, your feet are sweating. It is something that you're wearing down the sole and the heel. And over time, you are going to wear those out. But if you want to wear those 2 days in a row, and let's say you've got a long work day, you work in Chicago, you get back, 10 o'clock at night, it was a long night at the office, and you're heading out the next day at you're out the door at 6 a.m. Well, you're not going to have enough time. Usually shoes need about 24 hours to release the moisture that they've absorbed. And yes, hopefully you're using shoe trees, but it would be, instead of you having to stay up and to polish those up or to wear them unpolished, you could just go over to your other go-to pair because these shoes, they work great. They're your go-to pair when you're wearing a casual suit. Maybe it's a pair of, like I said, hole cuts. Could be just casual shoes that get dirty. They're, let's say, light colored and you don't have time to spruce them up. But you do, if you've got multiples, you can go to them. And again, I kind of alluded to this, but if they're made of leather, the great part about that is that you give them time to reshape properly, to dry out, versus if they're moist and you put them back on and then you continue to commute in them, you could actually overstretch the leather, which could lead to premature cracking, which could lead to the shoe actually having a shorter lifespan. So by actually having two And I'm not going to say that you could actually, again, when I'm talking about duplicates here, you don't have to get the exact same thing. You could go with a slight variation. But I do like it when you stick with a particular brand, because especially in shoes, they're going to use a particular last. So the fit is going to be the same. And believe it or not, they change these lasts occasionally, every few years. I know in the dress shoe industry, in some other, running shoes and things like that, it could change, very drastically, very quickly, depending on where it's coming from. But by doing this, again, save yourself a lot of time. Now, speaking of time, let's talk about great fitted jeans. So I've got a friend, he is really into lifting weights, bodybuilding. He's got basically a prominent backside and buttock muscles, and he's got large thighs as well. And it is very difficult for him to find jeans that fit because his waist is very slim and trim. He actually had a pair, I remember these were Diesel jeans, and they tore. He got it, something happened to him, and he was so distraught because Diesel basically did not make these jeans anymore. So I had him go onto eBay. I was over visiting his house. We bought like three pairs of almost the exact pay. We had to look for three different buyers, bought them on eBay. He found another buyer that had like two of them. One was in a different color. I think it was like a red or a tan. He ended up buying all of these and they all fit because they were that same model. And again, this is really important because jeans are one of those things that they do change the fit. They do change actually the size and the cuts of it. A lot of that can go with styles that change in and out, or I would say more fashions, but they're so inexpensive and made from cotton. They're not something that, you can store and you have to worry about moths damaging them. That's not going to happen. As long as you keep them dry, they won't, mildew is the only thing that could actually ruin cotton jeans. But I find another great way to have some jeans is, or why to have them, is if you like to wear them with a sports jacket. I know this is something I like to do. And you want to go with a dark pair. What I find is sometimes those jeans, I just kind of default to them. I don't have anything else I want to wear, or I just really like the fit of them. But then I wash them without thinking about it. Or my wife, I've had actually, she loves me and she just grabbed them. She thought they were regular jeans to throw into the laundry. Well, what happened? They were a selvage denim and they weren't meant to be washed like that. So they actually shrank a bit and it was, but lucky I had actually a backup pair. So, but it's also, even if they don't shrink, they can really lose very quickly the dark indigo or dark black, whatever color you want with, but that dark dye can dissipate very quickly in a harsh wash that is using a detergent. So that would be something why I like, again, having multiple pairs of great fitted jeans in the exact colors and styles that I know are going to complement and work with other items in my wardrobe. Item number three, next up, an extra pair of suit trousers. So you can't always get this when you buy a suit off the rack. I've had many people tell me that many suit manufacturers won't sell that extra pair of trousers to them. But if you're getting them custom made and you're spending over $1,000 on a suit, you definitely want to order the extra trousers. Because when it comes down to damage, it's going to be your trousers which are going to get damaged first. And if this suit has maybe been in your rotation, you've had it for 5 years, for 7 years, you've probably sent it off to the cleaners multiple times, it's going to be pretty much impossible to match that jacket to a new pair of trousers. And so all of a sudden you're just stuck with an orphan jacket, an odd jacket, which for many guys, it's just not going to work as a sports jacket or something like that. And hey, you wanted to have a suit. So by going with two, it is something that you can, in a sense, you can double the life of that suit. You end up tearing a pair of trousers, or one thing I do like, or you get moth damage or something like that. But one thing I do like about this is that you can have a little bit of fun with the style. So maybe on one pair of your trousers, you want to go cuffed. Another pair you want to go uncuffed. Perhaps another one you want to go with a single pleat. The other one you want to go with a flat front. Just, depending on how you want to wear it. But remember, with both sets of extra trousers, you want to send them with the suit whenever you get it dry cleaned. Number four, you've got a white dress shirt. And I'm going to go ahead and throw in the white classic tee as well. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail with that one, but I will say that a white dress shirt, especially made from Oxford, is great. It can be dressed up, it can be dressed down. And really when it comes down to it, your white dress shirt and poplin, broadcloth, they're fine as well. But when it comes down to your white dress shirt, when you're wearing this, you want to look like $1 million. And you go to grab your white dress shirt, which just fits you perfectly. This is your go-to one. And if you've only got one, and when you see all of a sudden I've totally forgot about that mustard stain right there on the pocket that I should have told, or I should have actually, you know, marked, and I should have used the stain remover, but I didn't. What was I thinking? Or it's just happens to be there and you don't have time to, you know, get it removed. Well, guess what? You've got your other go-to dress shirt. Now, the white classic tee, the reason I threw this one in there is I do think that there are particular brands that are just going to work for your body type. And when you find them, the shirt that just fits you right in the shoulder points, it's the right length, both in the torso area and the sleeves. It's so, again, inexpensive, very similar to the great fitted pair of jeans. Just buy multiple ones of them. They're not going to go bad. They're always going to be in style. They've just been around. And 5 years from now, you may open up that package, but you're going to love it because this is something that you'll be able to wear just with a pair of jeans casually around the house, or it could be something maybe that, maybe that's just your casual style and you've got the body to be able to pull it off as outerwear. But in any case, having that perfect fitted shirt just is key. So next up, let's bring up number five, which is the perfect outerwear. And we're talking about that piece of outerwear that gets more compliments than you do. You know what I'm talking about. It's that sports jacket, that trucker jacket, that sweater, that go-to coat. I had a friend, he had a Billy Reid military style field jacket in olive. And he got this on sale. And I just saw it. We were talking about style and fashion. And he just mentioned that this jacket, whenever he wore it into a bar, and he was in Austin, Texas, he would just say that it was, to be straight up, it was a chick magnet. He had more women come up to him, start touching this jacket. If he wasn't wearing this jacket, it didn't happen. And he was like, I don't know what it is about this jacket, but it's the color works for me. It helps me stand out. And it's something that, you know, hopefully he's still got that jacket, or he's married and he doesn't really need the power of that jacket anymore. But when you've got that go-to piece of clothing, that outerwear that, yeah, is maybe a little bit more expensive because some of those cashmere sweaters can be pricey. But if you can get that sports jacket, it's on sale. And it's something you know is it's going to be something that you're going to enjoy wearing for the next 5 years. And if it were to get, you know, some idiot that, you know, bumps into you with a cigarette and ends up burning a hole, if you are going to cry when that happens, then that's a great indicator. You know what? You should probably splurge. Go ahead and get two of them. Maybe keep it covered with plastic, or if you travel a lot. You know, I had one client years ago. He actually had multiple wardrobes in different cities because he moved around and traveled so much. And he just simply wanted to have duplicates. For a lot of guys, they don't have that issue. But what you can do is you can have that jacket, your go-to jacket. You can keep it in your truck. You could have it so that you've got it there in, maybe at your office. You've got you've got some place where you're keeping it so that when you need it, you can go to it. Or if you want it, you know, there at the house. I know me having an office, me having a wardrobe over at my house, it is something that I've got a little bit of a split there, and I've got certain pieces that I go to. Now, next up, let's talk about number six, the complete DOP kit. So I like to have a complete DOP kit, not only in my home, but I like to have one in my travel suitcase that's ready to go. And I like to have one in my my workout gear. You know, it's just really nice not to have to pack and repack. So within there, you're going to find I'm going to have my soap. I'm going to have some shampoo. Actually, I usually carry a shaving bar that can be used as soap and shampoo, but also can be used for shaving. But I sometimes also carry a specialty shaving cream. I, of course, have a razor in there. I've got my hair product. I have deodorant. I have a small little travel fragrance sprayer. But that right there, having three DOP kits, and I've built this up over time, I just find is go-to. Not everything's going to be exactly the same in there. But at the end of the day, wherever I'm at, I don't have to worry about moving all that stuff around. Now, I mentioned fragrance, and that's number seven, to have your favorite fragrance in multiple locations. But this can get a little bit complicated, especially if your favorite fragrance is expensive. And there are bottles out there, you guys know, that cost $200 to $300 for a 100-ml bottle. And the problem with that is even a 100-ml bottle, if you know, that can take you years to get through. And the problem with buying a 100-ml bottle, you can get through a 100-ml in a year. But even then, you're putting all your eggs in one basket because fragrance can go bad. It's something that you expose it to sunlight. if the temperature goes up and down when exposed to dryness and moisture, all of this can have a negative effect. And basically, the fragrance can lose a lot of its potency. So maybe you should actually just get some of those high quality, you know, small vials that allow you basically to decant, which is to split up. And very simply, you take that 100 mil and you break it into four 25 mils or two 50 mils or, you know, maybe 10 mils, whatever it may be. Or you take the 100 and pour, you know, a little bit into a 10 mil, whatever it may be, you find what's going to work for you. But I love the idea of you being able to have your favorite fragrance in multiple locations. Now, some fragrances are going to make it pretty easy because they simply pour. Other ones, you may actually have to have a small funnel and you're going to have to spray with not too much pressure, you know, and do the slow spray, but you can get it over there. And I always think it's worth just having your go-to fragrance wherever you go. Next up, number eight, let's go ahead and talk about the white pocket square. So similar to the white shirt, I think a white pocket square, especially in linen or cotton, is something that you can have multiple of. I like to have it, yes, a few for my breast pocket, but I also find that they work perfectly fine, especially the cotton variation, as also being handkerchiefs. So I'll go out, buy them in sets of five, sets of 10, and yes, then I've got the perfect one for my shirts. I just find that over times, especially when you're wearing them with blue clothing that's relatively new, we're talking sports jackets, even jeans actually that haven't been washed properly, I'll oftentimes carry a handkerchief in my back pocket and it can start to get a slight blue tint, especially if I am sweating in those. And a handkerchief, yes, I know you can go with the tissue, but I find a handkerchief is just something much more classic. It can be washed, washed again, used again. It's just something I just find it more elegant. Next up, number nine, we've got winter gloves. So how many times have you bought a nice pair of winter gloves and within a few days or a month, you have lost one of the pairs? And I mean, what can you do with one glove? Well, I guess, you know, you could hold your cell phone with one and, or there's just not much you can do with just one glove. But if you buy two, okay. So you keep one, you got multiple jackets, I'm sure out there, or you just keep, you know, that pair in the back. Because as soon as you lose and you can't find, and I know it's painful sometimes because gloves are expensive, but when you lose that one glove, what you have now is a 50-50 chance of a backup. Because basically, you can pull out that other pair. And it, again, you got a 50-50 shot here of which glove, because some of us are just prone to lose gloves all the time. You at least have a 50% shot. If when you lose another glove, it's the opposite. In worst case, I guess you're stuck with two left hands or two right hands. And well, I don't know what to tell you about that. So number 10 on this list, well, I had a bunch of ones that I thought I could have added in here. Could have talked about socks, very similar to gloves. I like to own multiple pairs of black socks, all in the same style, because when I lose one, something happens, I get a tear, I get a hole. It doesn't really matter. I just throw out that one and then I get another one into rotation and they all seem to be able to work together. Light colored shorts. I have found in the summer just having two identical pairs of light colored shorts that don't really, you know, that we're not talking cargo shorts, just go-to shorts. They're just my go-to ones and they oftentimes do get stained or they get just dirty quickly. I can, you know, I've got another pair I can grab, then the other pair gets thrown right there into the laundry. I like polos for rough play. So I'm spending a lot of time out with my kids. At the same time, we're running to events in and around, but I never want to be that dad that's, you know, trying to be, you know, just isn't it. I like to be able to jump in the grass and have fun with my kids. They're relatively young. So I like a rough play polo, something that I'm not worried about it getting stained or dirty. I try to wear darker colors that helps to prevent that. But if I get an oil stain, if I get a grass stain on it and it's not coming out, well, I've got another one that I can default to. So that's owning multiple, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this and maybe you learned something new. But I do think it is a great way to save time, to save money, and to save yourself from the heartache of losing your favorite items. All right, gentlemen, if you want the show notes, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode86. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.